Blog Talk Radio.
You hear it now?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay. Let's begin. Darren, do you have like a fan on or something?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. My fault.
No problem. All right, here we go.
This is your announcer, Shannon Saint Mainframe, welcoming you to our IP livecast. It seems Rob of Sharon Osborne Impression activated the livecast curse and gave Sharon a case of COVID. If this is how the curse works now, please, Darren, don't do any more Dave Mustaine impressions. I beg you. Spare his gentle, ginger soul. Just kidding. Our IP livecast starts now.
Welcome. Hopefully Dave is spared.
Will you stop doing Dave Mustaine impressions, Darren?
Never!
And Sid, what impressions would you do to evoke the curse?
I mean, all I have is the Patrick Swayze, and he's already dead, so...
Well, we learned from a drop package that we got earlier today that you have a pretty solid Barbara Walters.
She's still alive?
I think so, yeah.
She is still alive.
We're going to hear that later. We're going to be playing a lot of drops that were sent to us. Rob, it's slipping my mind. Who sent the drops over?
It's slipping my mind as well. I'll look it up right now.
But this is one of the best drop packages we've ever gotten. It's just like professionally edited, and they're all timely. They're all, I would say most of them are within the last year.
Ooh.
Yeah, most. There's a few old ones, as Rob pointed out, but they're very good. Short, pithy, like to the point. And,
okay, so it's Dan from Montreal.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dan. Excellent work.
Dan from Montreal sent us a bunch of drops. He has a little message. We'll read it a little later.
Yeah, preview.
Welcome to the show. And I do want to start out, before we get to anything, to send my best wishes to Sharon Osborne, who is currently bedridden with another case of COVID.
Yeah.
She's already had it before?
I didn't realize.
She's had it before, allegedly.
We should say that, you know, even though we make fun of Sharon Osborne, there's very few people I wish illness on. There are some. She would not be one of them.
Yeah.
Even though I don't really care for her, but...
I mean, not fatal illness. I'd be okay with just, like, wishing on her.
No.
Well, like, a week of inconvenience, okay, wishing that on her.
Well, what about bad plastic surgery? Because that's something she elected to have.
I mean, I don't need to wish that for her. She's already got
it. Right. Yeah, but, like, further incidents of it.
I mean, that's going to happen regardless.
But then you can take credit for having your wishes work. Like, that's not something everyone can do.
Hmm.
I don't know. Well, we send our best wishes to Sharon.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's a quick recovery. Thankfully, she can afford the good health insurance to be all right. So
she can afford ivermectin. She'll be okay.
If you can afford ivermectin, give us a ring. 213-WIDENUT. The phone lines are indeed open. 213-WIDENUT. That's 213-943-3688. And, of course, we're on social media at RIP Livecast. Basically everywhere, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Twitch. We're live on Twitch Saturdays at noon. We post our video streams for free now. So if you're a longtime audio listener, you can watch us now. It's very fun. It's exciting. It's crazy. The future is now.
You get to look at all this. This is like in your face now. Do you think like people, and I'll throw this out to the audience too, like anyone who listened to our show like regularly for all the 12 years that we did this without video, and some of them had to not know what we look like, even though we did post things on media and stuff, like clips of us, of images and videos, but like I'm sure some of them didn't know. And were you surprised with what we look like?
And, disappointed, pleasantly surprised, whatever it was.
I don't think I look like I sound at all.
Dusty Rhodes muffler says Rob looks like his voice.
I can see that.
Is that only since Rob went with this new 90s facial hair construction or even
before? Oh, yeah.
That?
I do want to mention I was trying to trim my beard and I had the wrong dial on.
Oh. Uh-oh, you've been hanging out with Sharon Osbourne.
I had the wrong dial on, so I accidentally went too far. And then I was like, uh-oh. So I salvaged it by temporarily bringing back the sideburns.
It's very Carson Daly.
And my evil goatee.
Yeah, you look
this is
also
definitely my early aughts look.
A little bit like Hollywood Hogan.
Well, what's interesting, the last time I had the goatee, my hair over here on the side did not connect. So this is like a big advancement from the last time I had a goatee. Mm-hmm. Dusty Rose Muffler writes, very 2007 Metal Injection. I agree. It's a nice throwback. Nostalgia is in right now.
Sure.
It's always in.
True.
Timeless. Nostalgia is timeless.
In your mouth.
Well, you know, I do want to quickly mention that Sharon Osbourne isn't the only one that is bedridden. Here we
that's a shame.
You see, all that remains.
Oh no.
Phil Labonte suffering from a stomach bug, and still manages. Like again, we don't wish any ill will on anybody, but it seems like kind of a weird photo, right?
You think he shaves? He shaves his chest, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, he also looks like he probably has like 7 hairs on his chest naturally. Mm. You know, he looks naturally smooth.
I mean, he might have alopecia, so let's not.
Oh, no, because he's got
I don't think so.
Chin hair right there.
Yeah, he has facial hair.
Eyebrows.
I wouldn't give a fuck if he did have alopecia anyway. We'll make fun of him.
Unless Will Smith smacked you in the face for it.
Let him do something. Let's see what you got, Will.
That's what he should just be the defender of all people with alopecia from now on.
Yeah. He's like 53 years old. Let's see. He's still a little older than me. I think I got
But he did train for boxing for that Ali movie. So.
That was like fucking 20 years ago.
Yeah. And also, that's fucking movie boxing. He didn't actually.
That's also
like,
true, yeah.
He learned how to.
But he had real training.
He learned how to look like he was.
Yeah,
no, he learned real boxing. Like, you saw that strike he did towards Chris Rock. He put his hips into it.
It's not like he knocked him to the ground or anything.
Chris Rock is 117 pounds, and he didn't even knock Chris Rock over.
Trying to slap him. He wasn't trying to punch him.
And Chris Rock came right back with a retort, like 1 second after being slapped. He didn't do shit to Chris Rock.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I give him 0 points for that slap.
Well, I give him 0 points because it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
but just,
like that,
just
but,
objectively, the slap itself.
Just by on form.
Yeah, if Darren was a boxing judge.
Yes.
The round is a draw.
Yes. Yeah, because Chris Rock didn't land any punches.
Yeah.
Dusty Rose Muffler asks, what do you think about the guy at that Chappelle show? So for those of you in a time capsule, earlier this week, Dave Chappelle was performing at the Hollywood Bowl, which is a beautiful venue that I personally have yet to attend. It's an outdoor venue in LA. It looks really nice, very classy. He was doing a show, and then towards the end of his show, somebody ran towards the stage, got on stage, ran towards him and tackled him.
Full on speared him.
They had a fake gun that had a knife in it.
Oh, like a bayonet? Type of thing?
Yeah.
No, not a bayonet. It was a gun, but like you just like I guess pull out the front part of it and it conceals a blade.
I see.
Oh, there we go. There we go. So thank you for explaining.
Imagine if a guy ran up with a bayonet.
Imagine next door to the Hollywood Bowl, they were having a Revolutionary War reenactment. It was all a big misunderstanding.
No, it was a Civil War reenactment, and then somebody saw there was a black person walking free on the stage.
They thought he was a runaway slave.
But so what was the deal with this guy? It was just like this dude like had put out a rap song about Dave Chappelle.
So he's a MAGA guy. That's what's so crazy is immediately Dave Chappelle, once he recovers and like his posse grabs the guy and brings him to the back and fucks
By
him up.
By posse, you mean hired security. Like, let's not.
Hired security and some of his friends.
He's not Arsenio Hall's band or anything.
Posse is a loaded term.
Is it?
Yes.
Because they lynch people? Is that the...
Well, just, I don't know. I just, anytime I hear
just
the
crew.
Word used. It's about like a group of black people, and it just,
oh.
I don't know.
So
it's
like
it's become
like,
a loaded term.
It sounds like you're saying they're thugged out if you say it.
Yeah, black. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
So after getting beat up by his security and friends, Chappelle ran immediately made a joke like, oh, that must have been a trans person.
Oh,
which,
God.
Ha, 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 ha. And that's how the media covered it when it wasn't a left winger at all. It was a fucking kooky right winger.
Which is weird because Dave's like a MAGA person.
Yeah, right?
He's like,
I don't know.
He's on the periphery of it.
Yeah.
I would say he's a contrarian. Yeah.
Sure.
On the periphery. Yeah. Not necessarily right.
No, I would say right wing.
But anyway, obviously now some comedians are like, that's it. This is the end of stand-up comedy. Like,
no,
we can't even. And one such person is Bill Maher.
Oh, no.
We mentioned Bill Maher a little bit in the last few weeks. And, you know, just to kind of recap, like the three of us in our private chat during the week, we hate Bill Maher. Like,
yeah.
we riff on what a fucking dipshit he is.
Right.
All the time. He's so self-righteous. I don't know why people credit him as anything but a right-winger.
Well, I told you in our chat why. Because he used to be left-wing for a period of time. He was more to the, like, 20 years ago.
Yeah,
I don't think he was that
left-wing. I think he was center-left, I would say. Yeah, and now he's center-right.
Well, his reputation then has just stuck with him. I think like eight people probably actually watch his show anymore. So they just assume he's the same guy he always was.
My mother like loves Bill Maher, like adoration. Like she just fucking, my mother's a huge lib. I love her. And she's right on, you know, as libs are, they're right on a number of things.
It's an age thing for her age group.
Yeah.
He is pretty left wing.
Yeah.
Thundergun in the chat asks, Dave is MAGA? And no, I don't think he ever gave Trump any sort of support.
Well, I was joking that he's MAGA, but I definitely think he's MAGA adjacent. Like, I think he'd vote for Trump to protect his taxes and stuff and be like, not really comfortable with this, but, you know, but I'm going to do it because I'll keep more of my money. I think he would be in that MAGA zone. No, I don't think he's wearing antlers and, like, going to break windows. He's not going to shit on Chuck Schumer's desk. But
unfortunate. So let's hear Bill Maher's fucking holier than thou opinion on this Dave Chappelle thing.
For our final rule tonight, it's time for another edition of one of our favorite departments here on Real Time, explaining jokes to
it. Oh my God.
Just pause. Just please pause. Just the title of this fucking segment makes me laugh. Here's why. Because it's explaining jokes to idiots, and now he's about to explain jokes to his audience, which is braying with laughter and basically being called idiots.
But anytime they don't laugh at one of his jokes, then they are the idiots.
Right. And he has to explain it to them.
Yeah.
And I do think it's also, I want to put, like, I used to love New Rules in college. It would be like the part of the show. This is my trajectory with Bill Maher. When I initially started watching it, I liked the monologue. I thought the panel discussion was like whatever, and then I really liked New Rules. Then eventually it got to the point where I started to not be able to stand the monologue. I only wanted to watch the panel discussion because that's the only meat of the show.
Yep.
And I was like groaning at New Rules, and then I just couldn't watch it at all.
Yeah.
So
I think of the three of us, I'm the one that stuck with the show the longest, and then even I finally gave up like during quarantine because it was just crying about cancel culture every episode. And just like, shut up. Nobody cares, Bill.
Well, it's not
colleges
like
I just don't want you to perform because you're fucking old and not funny, not because of your subject matter.
It's not like anything else was going on in 2020 to talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
Once I started being able to predict every punchline before he hit it, I was like, there's no use for me to watch any of his jokes. You know.
But that, Rob, to be fair, that might just be because he hadn't explained the jokes to you. Once he does that, then it's like, it's hilarious. I think I used to think he was like mildly funny, but I always thought, even before he was even that like super political guy. I just thought his delivery was so obnoxious. Like even when I agreed with him on something,
he was always very smug.
It's like, oh really? You know that whole thing where he's always lecturing you about something.
It's like you watch that movie Religious, and you almost side with the religious folks.
that's what pissed me off about Religious. I did slog through that movie. And he's right. Like, most of what he says in that movie is right, and it's still unbearable to watch.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So let's see this.
Whereas the public service, I break down jokes for the humor impaired.
Oh, thank you.
Not that I have anyone particular in mind.
So for our audio listeners, it's a photo of Will Smith at the Oscars.
Yeah.
Which, hilarious. Also, so timely now that it's been like a month.
Yeah. And next to Lupita, is he saying that she's an idiot too?
Oh, no. I don't.
Now, I know we're all sick of talking about the slap, but I'm sorry. One more thing needs to be said. Comedians have been under attack for quite some time. Step up from my tribe.
His tribe.
He's being totally serious. Like, this is not a joke. Like, if he says a goof, I would be, all right, he's going somewhere for a joke. No, this is like he's doing a monologue, like a serious, this is like the vagina monologues, but done by Bill Maher. It's like the essence of his being.
And jokes must end.
I mean, death.
So tonight, let's Zapruder film this thing once and for all and explain jokes to idiots.
He has some of the hackiest jokes in the business of show.
Yes. Yes.
And he's going to be, he's trying to act like he has, fuck off.
He's got a little pointer,
too.
He's
so proud of the concept. Look at him.
Yeah. Now, at the Oscars, Chris Rock came out to present the Boring Award and first did what he is supposed to do, get some laughs during what we comics call crowd work.
No, he didn't do that. He got no laughs.
Also, that was not
he
crowd
got like
work.
Uncomfortable,
Denzel
awkward laughs.
Bardem each got.
Hold on, that was not crowd. Is it?
Yeah,
crowd
he's
work
wrong.
When you ask the crowd, like do like a back and forth. There was no back and forth.
It's also like crowd
Omar
work.
Doesn't want to hear from the crowd, so for him that's not crowd work. That's, shut the fuck up, I'm talking.
Crowd work is improv. You go in the crowd, you find someone, ask them like what their job is or something about their clothes, and you have a back and forth with them. This was prepared material. He had a team of writers.
I want to believe that what Chris Rock did was not prepared, because that makes it so much sadder. If those
even
were the
still,
prepared jokes.
Yeah. But even still, like even if he just made that up, it's still not crowd work.
Yeah.
It's just like him talking about the crowd. That's not crowd work. Crowd work is you have a rapport with the people.
Yeah.
She got spritzed.
What does that mean?
Now, at the Oscars, Chris Rock came out to present a boring award and first did what he is supposed to do, get some laughs during what we comics call crowd work.
Look at that fake linguistic
phrase. Denzel and Javier Bardem each got spritzed.
What does that mean that they got spritzed?
He'll explain.
I think it means like hit with a joke.
Yeah.
This is known as a some shit is like some other shit joke. He said to Jada Smith, Jada can't wait for G.I. Jane 2, recalling the late 90s movie starring Demi Moore.
That's a joke that a movie nobody fucking
you
remembers.
Remind me of some other beautiful-
so that no one gets the joke, therefore it's not funny.
But that wasn't the only part of the joke, though. The joke was also that, like, she still wouldn't be nominated for an Oscar, regardless if she was in G.A.J. He was mocking her acting ability.
Wait, how?
How did he do
Chris
that?
Rock.
What did I miss in that joke, then?
Oh.
He just goes, Jada, G.I. Jane 2, can't wait for it. Like,
yeah,
that's the whole,
it.
Can't wait to see it.
That's
was
all
that the, it?
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, I'm conflating the joke.
It wasn't an alopecia joke any more than the one about the chicken crossing the road is about.
Oh, Rob. What you're conflating it with is what the joke he made like a few years ago. Remember when?
Oh, at the previous Oscars.
When she was boycotting and the joke was something about how she wasn't going to be nominated anyway, so whatever.
Yeah.
Now, that was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Deuterino said it's a ha-ha, you're bald joke.
Not
I don't agree
insult.
With that.
Although
I don't think he's even
humor.
Making fun of her for being bald. I think he's just saying she has a buzz cut, and G.I. Jane, Demi Moore had a buzz cut, and that's just a reference I'm making. I don't even think it was like saying it's bad to have that haircut.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I took it, but clearly, I guess that's not how she interpreted it.
I feel like, yeah, let's not unpack that. I want to hear let's make fun of Bill Maher and what he's saying about it.
Is also a staple of comedy. And in fact, an example of insulting someone's looks was on display that night when Regina Hall said, "We've been dealing with COVID for 2 years. It's been really hard on people." And Amy Schumer said, "Yeah, just look at Timothy Chalamet," and they cut to J.K. Simmons.
Okay.
Bill now getting laughs for some just retelling someone else's joke.
Oh, yeah.
That was probably the biggest laugh line of the episode. And it was just him poorly retelling an actual good joke by someone else.
While doing a school mom fucking disgusted face and holding a pointer. Dickhead.
Who made a face a lot like the one Jada would make later on.
No, it's not. It's nothing.
No,
looks
not
at all.
He's smiling.
It's being a good sport, especially when you're a rich celebrity. Let the common people take the piss out of you for one stinking
Wait, Chris
minute.
Rock isn't a common person. He's also a rich celebrity. And so are you, Bill. What?
Well, compared to
but Chris Rock is a comedian. He's the voice of the people.
He's in touch.
Yeah.
Just like Bill.
And importantly, Chris's joke was received as funny.
No. No one laughed. Am I wrong? No one laughed.
Evidenced by the audience and Will Smith laughing.
I don't believe he laughed. I believe he laughed like, I don't get this, but I'm going to give
it
was you
like,
a
it was yeah, this is the part where we're supposed to laugh, so we'll just
laugh. Yeah.
And I think his reaction when he went up to slap him was totally sincere. Like, I just think he didn't get the fucking jokes. It was so stupid. And he saw his wife was mad, and he's like, oh, he's making fun of her hair. I get it now.
And this is the moment where we got to see a live-action, real-time encapsulation of how cancel culture works.
Oh,
look
fuck
at what
off.
Happens next. Jada shoots her husband a look. Let's slow the
doesn't.
Tape down to capture this moment.
She just made a look.
She
didn't look at
him. She's not even looking at him. She didn't shoot anybody a look.
She shot Chris Rock a look.
Yeah.
Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
Wow,
it's
this
not
is so pathetic.
Back and to the left.
Timely JFK assassination reference.
So
well, it's even older than G.I. Jane.
Yeah. And again, this is like, why are they covering this now? I guess because of the Chappelle thing.
Or is this might be, I think it's like
Before
a month
this
old.
Moment, Will is laughing
oh, yeah,
because
right.
he hasn't yet found out that his original genuine reaction is wrong and that he should conform.
Ugh. But can you pause it for a second? Didn't Will Smith get canceled like more than anybody because of this, though? Like for doing what he did?
That and also, wait, Bill just said that everybody was laughing, but now he's saying that Will conformed by lashing out? Wasn't him laughing the conforming?
Yeah.
I'm very confused now.
Well, because the audience did not get the message that Jada was upset. Once they did, then they all became on her side. Because of cancel culture.
Oh.
You. And he's the one who's being manly? I've seen the same syndrome
who's
happen
that?
In comedy clubs. Woke hecklers who literally have to wait for the laughter to die down before they yell, "That's not funny."
Okay, and what happens? You make a joke back at them and you embarrass them. That's
yeah,
that's
I can't believe he is calling Will Smith's behavior woke.
Yeah, right. He went up and attacked somebody.
Anytime you're against something a comedian says, you're being woke. Apparently, that's just like a blanket thing.
Well, he's not used to people being awake during his sets. That's the problem. Anyone who's not sleeping is woke.
Yeah, and it's like, it's one thing to lash out when somebody makes a joke about your wife. It's another to say that, hey, saying, you know, an offensive word directed towards transsexuals isn't funny, you know, or transgender people isn't funny. So like there is a difference there, you know, it's different levels of allowable. And also heckling has existed since the beginning of time. Right. It's not like this is a new thing.
He was okay with it when it was just men yelling at female comedians, show us your tits. Right. He was fine
Or calling a feminist.
On him.
You don't like it, find another business.
Okay.
Maybe comedy isn't for everybody, Susan.
This war on jokes must end. Will Smith didn't...
War on jokes. Holy.
Honestly, the only person going to war against jokes is Bill Maher.
Right.
Because he's fucking assaulting them every week on his show.
The Oscars for going Ike Turner on Chris, but Kevin Hart got kicked out of hosting it for a joke.
He didn't
quit.
Get kicked out.
No.
He went after
who said also, that is incorrect. That is incorrect. He did not get kicked out for a joke. He got kicked out for refusing to acknowledge and apologize for making hundreds of gay jokes.
But did he even get kicked out?
Then,
I thought he...
And he did, yeah, and he said, exactly. He said, because they keep, to avoid any more controversy, I'm stepping down.
Well,
it wasn't, yeah, exactly. Now, Bill Maher, you have a war on the truth. You have a war on the facts.
That cancel culture isn't a real thing. Just among comedians who've gotten fired and lost gigs for exercising their freedom of expression, the toll is high.
Huh.
Gilbert Gottfried and Kathy Griffin were tasteless. So what? That's why we like them.
That's why you like them. Other people are allowed to not like them for that reason.
But imagine...
Well, why does Affleck have to still... Like, Affleck is a private corporation. They can behave however the fuck they want. And
yeah.
Kathy Griffin is still getting work. She's fine.
Right. She had, like, a bad year.
Right. And she's not that funny anyway.
No, also true.
What would happen if, like, someone analogous to Kathy Griffin held up a fucking Bill Maher head or something? Like,
yeah, right?
He would freak the fuck out. Yeah. He would go... In fact, forget that. What if Kathy Griffin held up a sign that said Bill Maher's not that funny?
That's the war on jokes. She would be a warrior on the other side of the war on jokes from him, and he would have to attack her.
It's woke culture, man. He's so proud of himself. Look at his face.
Comedians are the ones testing where the line is. We can't always be perfect any more than Tom Brady will never throw an
interception. But if there's no consequence, then what's so edgy about it?
Nothing.
If there's literally no risk and no downside to anything you say or do, then how is it controversial? How are you testing a line? If we agree that there is no line, you're allowed to get away with anything. Like, that's the stupid thing. Like, it's not playing with fire if there's no fire. There has to be a risk of getting burned. That's the whole fucking point.
Not for Bill. Coasting through life, making millions of dollars.
It's like, look, and like with the Kathy Griffin thing, I will be the first one to say that it was completely overblown and ridiculous and she didn't do anything. But if you take a step back, she is posing with a decapitated head of the president.
Right.
Like, that's pretty, like, you know, that's not nothing.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's nothing. But, like, there is some merit to the, you know, there's, like Sid was saying, there's a reason it's controversial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chappelle lost distribution for his documentary, and Sarah Silverman was fired from a film over an old sketch where she wore blackface to make fun of racism.
Oh, 15 years ago, she was fired.
She created with her name on it. Over tweets that were very offensive,
yeah.
But not at all clear Roseanne knew them to be.
What? Oh. And also, she called a black woman a monkey. Like, that was like a what?
And it wasn't now like,
and
now.
Also, did Roseanne say she didn't know she was black?
Yeah.
Wasn't that her excuse that she was light-skinned, so she thought she was white?
And to be clear, it wasn't like an old tweet they found. This was like...
Yeah,
in the present day, that she was saying.
I thought he was actually a monkey and stuff.
like with the Sarah Silverman thing, I think there is a little bit of it because she was doing the blackface ironically, but you know, I feel like at this point, as a society, we all agree that just don't do it. You know,
and
so
also, I feel like a lot of this, like, it's not like Sarah Silverman is box office gold. If it was Julia Roberts, they wouldn't have fired her from whatever that movie was. Right. But Sarah Silverman, they're just like, yeah, we can just get somebody else. It's fine. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's not
much.
Worth the hassle.
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's all it is with all of these. Just look all, and it's like, how could anybody feel bad for fucking Dave Chappelle? He is a 100 millionaire. He's close to a billionaire. He's fine.
Rob, look at that list there. He's got five things up there, right? The top four are all eminently replaceable people. And the bottom one is just, the guy's got enough money. Like, who gives a fuck that he got pulled? Who cares? Yes. And it took four specials before, right? Three or four specials before this even happened.
I don't think the specials are being pulled. It's just whatever the fucking documentary is that
they
I haven't even heard about.
Mm-hmm.
And to be clear, it's just he couldn't get funding for it. So he's funding it himself.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's not going to get done. It's fine.
What a tragedy.
And when is Bill Maher's show getting pulled, by the way?
Oh, God.
She is crazy, and I say that as a friend.
Woo! Woo! Roseanne! Love Roseanne!
All comedians are a little crazy, and you need crazy on that wall.
Hmm. Oh, my God. Did you hear that, Paul?
Why are you reprimanding me? Like, fuck off. Yeah.
He thought that line was so good, and it was like no one knew.
Will Smith wasn't pulled off stage, but comedian Nimesh Patel was literally pulled off stage during a performance at Columbia for a joke about how hard it is to be gay and black. Not an anti-gay joke, mind you, a pro-gay joke. But one of the event organizers walked on stage and said, "I don't think you're entitled to certain jokes you're making." Well, a sense of entitlement certainly is a big part of the problem here, but not on the part of the comedian.
It's a private event at a university.
Did he still get paid?
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Fine.
You got a break, an extra.
And also, I've never in my life heard of this guy until this thing happened that Bill's bringing up. So there you go, free publicity.
Yeah,
and he got paid, so it's okay.
And that's the thing. The people who can't take a joke now aren't old ladies in the Bible Belt. They're Gen Z at elite colleges. Colleges.
But can I just pause it there, please? There's like three of these incidents in history, and these guys just fucking pound the drum. Like, maybe each one of these is some merit to saying this was kind of dumb, but they act like it's an epidemic. Like, colleges across the country are doing
this. Like, every college does not allow any comedian to finish just that.
Also, why is it a thing that, like, comedians tour at, like, I understand touring college towns, but just the fact that colleges are paying comedians to, like, is there not better things to spend tuition money on than booking fucking
Well, that's the thing. They have these crazy
Jackie Fromberg,
for entertainment, so they overpay these comedians who would never get these guarantees otherwise.
It's fucking stupid. The whole system, that
whole
system
thing
is
a fucking scam, so I don't feel bad for this guy. Like,
at all.
It's fine.
I think he's also going to get to this, by the way. I think it's just sort of a tradition from the 70s and 60s and 70s that comics would go do colleges.
Yeah.
And it was like a haven from like shitty audiences. Like now you get to go play in front of younger people who get jokes. And now it's just not the case anymore, man. You can't say anything.
Kids used to go to college and lose their virginity. Now they go to lose their sense of humor.
The funny thing, you know what the funny thing is to me? And I've listened to like endless, countless podcast interviews with comedians talking to each other about all sorts of stuff about the job of being like a touring comedian, blah, blah, blah. And all like the old school type guys like Bill Maher, they all shit on like alt comedy clubs. You know what? Which ones I'm talking about? The ones where everybody that goes to the show is a comedy nerd. It's not like a fucking Times Square comedy club where just random tourists show up.
Right.
It's like comedy nerd comedy clubs. And they all shit on those places because they say it's too easy. Everybody there is so supportive of all your jokes and your material. There's no like real work. There's no like effort to get the laugh.
Yes.
They all more look up to and admire the comedians that could play the clubs where like it's non-comedy fans. And you have to actually push back again. And it's like you don't know that you're going to get a friendly audience. And now those same fucking guys are whining about not having friendly audiences that they could safely perform in front of.
Good point.
What the fuck do you want? What do you want? It's unreal.
I think, yeah, like Rob said, I think it's harder to get a laugh. They might not. They might be less likely to boo you and throw things at you. That's fair to say. But I think it's still a higher bar to get a joke across. And also, everyone's heard every joke, so you have to be really original. Like, you can't modify someone else's joke. You can't Carlos Mencia. Like, you can't do any of that shit because they're you'll be on their radar. You know?
Yeah.
Can you? I'm sorry. How sad he is.
Vice recently interviewed college bookers who revealed that before a comedian even takes the stage, they're asked to edit out anything from their act that may cause offense, leaving a world where more and more...
Wow, what is the, like, and?
And you're getting so much fucking
it's
money.
It's a private
so that's
gig.
Your choice.
This happened. Like, what are you talking about? They're acting like comedians just can't do their material. That comedian can take that money and then spend a whole week getting paid nothing and going to comedy clubs in the city and saying whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
El Duderino said,
sorry, let me just make this point.
Sure,
the thing
ahead.
That really bothers me about these, like, the people that try to make this point is, like, there's no one there to give them the, like, other viewpoint. There's no one there to counter what they're saying.
Right.
So they're just so – they're complaining about echo chambers, but they're in the biggest echo chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was Duderino saying?
Well, I was going to say we'll get to his comment at the end of the Bill Maher thing, but I'll read it now. Okay. What's your guys' opinion of Robert Downey Jr. as a whole in light of him doing Tropic Thunder? Which, if you don't know, he wears blackface basically throughout the whole movie.
But that's also like a joke about the actor.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a great use of blackface, and it's really ridiculing blackface. It's like ridiculing any white person who wears blackface.
And also,
horribly.
Did Downey Jr. suffer any negative?
No.
No, but
consequences
I think
from doing it. Like,
but also, I think now that wouldn't have been done.
Yeah,
I think now it's just. Everyone kind of agrees that there is no instance where it is okay for a white person. And even when you're trying to do the kind of commentary that Downey Jr. was doing in the movie, which I found funny. But again, I never had to suffer from the, you know, shame and like the
we're a bunch of white
of blackface. So it has no negative effect for me. So who am I to say that it's fine. I can if a black person says that, like, it makes them feel uncomfortable, like, that's enough for me.
But
you know?
I've never seen, like, every time Tropic Thunder comes up on Twitter or something, in the replies, there's, like, dozens of black people that are all like, that shit was funny. Because,
I don't know that anybody's actually upset about that.
Yeah, I've never heard any controversy about it.
I think that Tropic Thunder thing is something conservatives always bring up to that they claim people are upset about it.
Right.
Nobody
like white chicks. Yeah. They always bring up white chicks as well. Like, oh, well, what about white? That's whiteface. You know,
well, that's
whatever.
Different. There were no white minstrel shows.
Yeah. And also that movie made 75 cents.
No, it made a lot of money.
Oh,
did
it really?
Yeah.
I thought it made it back into the black, but you know what I mean? It made money.
It definitely was profitable.
I don't think it was like a huge hit, but
let's see. Two more minutes of this fucking annoying.
Oh, boy.
Are off limits, and soon there'll be nothing left to joke about except airline food and Starbucks getting your name wrong.
Oh.
What a choice. What
Which,
a choice.
By the way, Bill Maher still makes airline food jokes.
Yeah.
He just did.
Yeah.
Airline food and Starbucks. Those are his go-to references.
Judd Apatow has an awesome new documentary coming here to HBO about George Carlin, owner of the most famous 180 in comedy history when he turned his back on a lucrative career in nightclubs in order to let his hair down and be himself in front of a younger crowd who welcomed irreverence. In 1970, George said, I got to go to colleges. I belong with people who are open and will let me be myself and experiment. Oh, George.
Oh, Bill.
I'm going to lecture George in the grave.
You're dead.
I got a problem with that because, like, Bill Maher is – talking about how you have to be counterculture and you have to go against all this. And all this guy did was fucking like repeat State Department propaganda of the U.S. for like the last 5.5 years. Like, how is he? Yeah, yeah, not George Carlin. How is he the? How is he the counterculture guy? He's like the stenographer of fucking Jen Psaki. How is he the counterculture guy?
Because today, the seven words you can't say on TV are Jada can't wait for G.I. Jane 2.
What?
That's eight words, by the way, dipshit.
So stupid.
And you can say them
he
because
said it.
All
said
those
them.
Who are constantly demanding an apology for jokes. Maybe it's you who should apologize to us.
Oh, boy.
For all the great jokes that we never got to hear.
Oh,
the brilliant
no.
thoughts that were never uttered. Those are the invisible scars
oh,
of cancer culture.
Oh,
let's have a moment of silence for that. And
this is an anti-abortion argument, but for jokes.
Oh, my God.
These jokes never got born.
Yeah. Oh.
Spot in the in memoriam package.
Why don't you write some fucking jokes so they can get born and be heard yeah. that are good?
For all the viable jokes that could have lived. Free
speech is over. Hold on. First of all, look at that image. Free speech, 1789.
So before 1789, there wasn't any free speech, first of all. No other country in the world had free speech mm-hmm. before the United States. And it died in 2022. So we
yes.
can't.
Finally, with a slap.
Yes.
That was anyone getting locked up or anything like that.
Will Smith ended it. It's like once he did that, it was over. You can't say anything anymore.
And said, are you sure you want to risk saying that? That's self-censorship, the worst kind of all.
Ugh.
But you will get none of that on my new HBO special. It's called Adulting.
Cut him off. Censor him.
I do want to show a little bit of cancel culture.
Oh, why?
A bit
of
a comedian being offensive.
I mean, I'm a little squishy and always have been because they told my mother after my sister, very difficult birth, she shouldn't have another one. So knowing that I could have been on the cutting room floor, I'm...
You got to laugh. So know what to do.
But I get it. As long as it's still in you.
Your mom made her choice.
Yes.
And we're all here
yeah,
with the consequences of that choice.
Look how mad he is. Look how mad he is.
How dare someone else get a laugh on my show?
And not only that.
I just
look at how mad he is.
So mad.
Oh, how dare they? This is cancel culture, Bill. Let people joke.
God, just pause it. Pause it. I want to point out he's not. He got mad. He got extremely mad.
Yeah.
And then he tried. You know, like when you trip and then you take it into a little jog.
I meant to do that.
Yeah. He tries to spin it into he's joke mad. And
yeah.
He's like, hey, fuck you, audience. Like joking, but he's not
yeah.
joking. He's
yeah.
so mad.
Love you, Katie Porter.
She gets another little zinger in there. You want to go back like 5 seconds?
For having you.
Yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't easy. I'm a mom with three kids. It ain't easy. But the point is, she and your father, and she made her choice.
Fucking Bill Maher.
Yeah, bitch.
What a fucking dickhead.
The worst. But HBO just won't let him go.
I mean, I guess people watch this stupid thing.
It's wild.
A lot of libs.
Yeah, I guess his age demo isn't really cord cutters.
Yeah. Surprised they have premium television, though, not with some rabbit ear antenna.
From one dipshit to another, let's talk
yes.
about this.
Oh,
okay.
My favorite.
I thought you meant me.
My favorite feud this week is Ted Nugent versus Joan Jett. I really like this. Ted Nugent, you know, he has an opinion on everyone. And, you know, easy to get clicks to write about his stuff. Like, anytime any rock star dies of any sort of overdose, there's always a Ted Nugent quote about how little sympathy he has for them because he's drug free. Because Ted Nugent has never done anything bad in his life.
Overdosed on beef jerky.
And Rogaine.
13-year-old cooch.
Oh. He doesn't OD yeah. on that. He's got a high tolerance.
So I guess there was, you know, he has a weekly podcast or some shit.
What?
And there was a list of the greatest rock guitarists. And in December, he started talking all the shit because Joan Jett was put on the list. And for you to not think Joan Jett belongs on the list of greatest guitarists is bullshit, because she's fucking iconic. You know, she's wrote some of the biggest riffs of all time. So fuck off Ted Nugent. Which, and look, to be fair, Ted Nugent's written some admittedly good riffs, which it pains me to say that.
He's a savant. He's like Mustaine, but worse than Mustaine. But he's like in that same lane. He's a great, great musician, but he's a huge shithead.
So in December, he said, you have to be shit. You have to have shit for brains, and you got to be soulless prick to put Joan Jett on the list. But later he said in the stream that he thinks Jett is a, quote, great rock and roller, which is one of my least favorite phrases.
Why is that?
Rock and roller? That just doesn't sound right.
About Ayatollah of rock and roller.
Well, no, that's fine. Nugent doubled down in that stance in January in an interview with the Real Music Observer, saying, quote, I started off by praising Joan Jett's genuine shit-kicker, down-to-earth, all-American rock and roll credentials. How on God's green earth did someone listen to what I say and then claim it's about hate and knocking and belittling? She's the real rock and roll McCoy, but belonging on the top 100 guitar player list anywhere on the planet Earth, even Boring Stone before genuine guitar virtuosos of the sixth string? That's my statement. I was only using Joan as an example because she happens to be the perfect one.
Okay,
what?
So if I understand, maybe I can be the Nugent whisperer here, but I think he's saying that a list of best rockers is different from a list of technical shredding, and he interpreted this list as the best shredders, and she's not that. Does that sound accurate?
I think it's somewhere in that thing, but also it's like, who gives a fuck?
Right.
You know,
it's
like,
a list no one cares about.
Yeah.
I mean, how often does he get to opine on some guitar shit in the news? You know what I mean? Like, this is his moment to shine.
So Joan Jett had little patience for Nugent's patronizing ways, and she's quoted as saying, is that his implication, that he should be on the list instead of me? Jett asked after NME told her about Nugent's side remarks. Well, that's just typical, she says. It's what I've dealt with my whole life, being written off. Ted Nugent has to live with being Ted Nugent, which is what a fucking badass insult. Yeah. He has to be in that body, so that's punishment enough. Jett continued to bring the heat with perhaps the best insult, at least in history, this article, right? This is the guy who shit his pants, literally, so he didn't have to go into the army. and the article writes, in 1977, Nugent infamously claimed that he abandoned all personal hygiene procedures, including defecating in toilets, to avoid the Vietnam War draft. And so after these comments went viral about how he admitted to shit his pants to get out of, which I want to have an aside here.
He did just one good thing in his life.
In a bubble. In a bubble, avoiding being drafted, there's, in my opinion, nothing wrong with avoiding being drafted to Vietnam. Okay. I would have shat my pants as well.
I mean, I think I would have found a better way to get out of it.
I would have found but I'm saying, like, cleaner. That's okay. Why it's so comical that Ted Nugent shat his pants is because this is Mr. Brave Patriot. This is Mr. Number One American who loves this country, and yet he won't fight for his country. He won't fight for these freedoms that he can't shut the fuck up about.
He's happy to send other guitarists to die in this place. But I have a question. Was Ted Nugent like, I mean, I don't feel like I was conscious of this stuff back when he was a big, big star, but was he always a reactionary, or was he, is this like becoming old and becoming like this? Was he always a patriotic, whatever, MAGA dipshit?
I think it was more so later in life, for sure.
So like at the time of the war, was that actually a principled protest, or is it like just being a pussy and
I don't know.
Not wanting
to. I don't know if it was principled.
That's what I mean, I don't know. But was he more left-leaning then, is my point. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that I don't know. I don't have enough of a knowledge of.
I think what it was that they had just opened up a new junior high school on his block.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't go to fucking Vietnam now. It's like, the timing's too good.
And that's the thing. But with all, yeah, especially with all the other, like, guys in his age group.
Yeah.
The war, you got a free reign. It's like an empty grocery store.
I'm going to go be the music teacher at that school.
And so I love that. So now, after she fucking made him look like a dipshit.
Uh-huh.
He, in a recent stream, goes, I love her music. Joan, I love you. It's real rock and roll. Awesome. Plus, I love lesbians. I think it's cool.
Oh, boy. Thanks.
Thanks, Howard.
Glad that they got your approval.
He goes on to say, I said nothing but nice things about her. However, Joan Jett can't be on. I said nothing but nice things about her. However,
yeah.
Joan Jett can't be on the top 100 guitar players in the history of rock and roll before Rick Emmett of Triumph. She can't be. And
who?
Joan Mitchell
of what?
The comic dog with the
yeah.
guitar?
Joni Mitchell's
who
on the list,
that?
But not Derek St. Holmes? Now,
is that
Skinner,
the guy
Ricky
from
Spinal
Tap, Derek St. Holmes?
White Sings, John Sykes, Chris Duarte, or Jimmy McCarty? I love you, Joe, but you're not a better guitar player than any of these guys.
Oh,
and she just attacked me.
Yeah, good.
I said there are a lot of killer guitar players, and Joan is a good guitar player. She makes great music. It's not as adventurous as I like, but she's awesome. So she's viciously attacked me personally, saying I was jealous because I was not on it. I never mentioned I should be on it. With all respect, Joan, I love you. I said I love her, but she's not the greatest guitar player, but Derek isn't. Medlock, what an old man. What an old fucking man. Like,
yeah.
This is such a, who knew?
It's the I think you should leave sketch with Tim Heidecker, amazed that nobody knows all these old-time jazz musicians that he's referencing. Just throwing out these guitarists that literally only he has heard of.
Noah would be nodding in agreement.
Yeah, that's 100% true.
Fucking Joan Jett. Fuck out of here.
Well, also, it's funny to me that, like, he's like a total, like, 20 years, if he was born 20 years later, he'd be like a shit poster on Reddit. Like, excuse
yeah.
me, this is not a shredder.
The thing about him loving lesbians is that they have to be under 18. If lesbian relationships are okay until you're an adult, and then it's just against God.
Well, no, I think he's more okay with it as an adult because he's not trying to date those women anyway.
Right, less competition.
Yeah. He wants to get you before you've decided to swear off men when you're young enough.
He just wants to thin the pool because there may be some predators in the lesbian pool
yeah.
of adults, so maybe he has less predator competition if they're pairing up with each other.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Well, it's nice. Nice for the Nuge to get a taste of his own medicine. Have you guys seen the new Batman movie? The Batman?
Yeah.
The new The Batman?
Yes.
I'm still, you know, I'm still getting through it. One thing that's great now is learning that if a movie is 3 hours, I have no intention of seeing it in a theater, and I will just watch it as if it is a miniseries on HBO. And it works much better that way. It's much more tolerable. But so I just wanted to mention one little thing, and this really isn't that much of a spoiler. You know, the movie is kind of shot like a noir, which I like, and I think stylistically it's very intriguing. Certainly at least 45 minutes of the movie can be cut. But the thing that kind of throws me up is, like, the whole vibe of the movie is, like, this is real. This is we're setting a setting that's real. And it's like, there's a scene where, you know, somebody just gets, someone just got killed and it's, you know, all the cops are there and it's a very serious scene. And you see all these people looking serious. And then they cut to a guy in a bat suit.
Yeah.
Like, it's so serious, and then there, in the middle of this very, very serious movie, there's a guy in a costume, and it just continually throws me off. Like,
yeah.
it becomes farcical almost, because
right.
Recall chuckles in the theater during that scene.
With the
very early in the movie.
Yeah. It's very, very early in the movie, but constantly, constantly throughout the there's a scene where. You know, Batman and Catwoman are get into a bit of a tussle, mm-hmm. and it's in a private residence, and all I can think of, like, if the security guard were to just walk in right now and be like, excuse me, like, this isn't the place to be doing this. Like,
this fetish porn that you're shooting.
Go do your fetish porn elsewhere. Like, it's so absurd. And look, I'm a wrestling fan.
Isn't that
like, I love absurd.
Well, I think it was a big problem with the Nolan movies, too, which is when you try to make these movies gritty and realistic, you calling attention to the fact that really the premise is ridiculous.
Exactly. And so, it's like, if you're going to make a realistic movie, this is, you know, like, don't make a Batman movie, make a noir. You know, why does it have to be Batman?
Well, yeah, but also if you want to make a Batman movie, fine, but do it like somewhere between the Adam West one and the other one. Like, you know what I mean? Make it a little funny. Make it like the Avengers, more like Iron Man, a level of funny. Like, that's dotted with humor, you know? It's like, make it a little less serious, and then it's not so stupid that the guy's running around with a bat suit, really. I mean, serious. I'm being serious. I know it's funny, but, like, I don't know.
Dusty Rose Butler says, make it Sin City. I honestly thought that, like, this movie really took a lot of inspiration from Sin City, minus the color palette.
I mean, really, it took inspiration from the Nolan Batman movies. It just felt like a fourth one of those.
Yeah. I think that Big Time Tommy should just be the Riddler. Riddle me this, Batman. Why do people drive on a parkway? A park on a driveway. That's your thought of the day.
He's the Riddler, but he's built like the Penguin.
The Piddler.
Speaking of movies, could I just say that I had a weird dream last night that the two of you were in. Can I share this very quickly?
Okay, sure.
It's not a very long-winded thing, but the premise of the dream was that apparently Darren was making a bunch of short films, and he sent us the link to the latest one. And I, in this dream, got very mad because Darren was also in the movie. He stars in the short films that he makes, and he had a full frontal nude scene. And I got very mad because I was like, this is like the third one in a row where your dick is in it. Why do you keep making us look at your dick?
Wow.
And that was the whole dream.
Oh, I didn't answer you?
You were the Louis C.K. of short filmmaking, but just to me and Rob. For
so
when
Louis C.K. does it, it's a really short film. I would not do that. I'm not that proud of my body. But like,
what is your dream telling you? Like, what does Darren's dick represent?
I don't know.
Having his dick out. Like,
what?
What is the metaphorical dick that Darren constantly keeps whipping out?
I mean, usually in dreams, like, a dick doesn't mean a dick. So it means something else. And when you do dream about sex, it's something other than a dick, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if any listeners have any interpretations of the dream, they could email in, or maybe we'll post it. We'll break out this clip and post it on social media and ask for interpretation.
So, okay.
Dusty said it was a TikTok that I made. That's my TikTok account.
TikTok.
Oh, so the meaning of a dream about seeing male genitalia in a dream symbolizes strength, power, accomplishment, ambition, intimacy, and above all, focus on feeling a sense of potential frustration.
So what I'm getting from this is that Sid admires all these qualities in me and really hates himself because he doesn't like having good feelings about somebody.
If you see the genitalia of other people in your dream,
okay.
It can mean potential confusion. There are times when we are growing and we feel as if our body is not enough. Having these types of dreams is actually common. It's a simple way for your body to cope.
So I'm going through puberty? Is that what's happening?
Maybe.
All right. Cool.
Better late than never.
Yeah. Excited to have hair growing on my hair.
Do you remember, like, was this just footage of me standing with my penis out, or was it like a plot to it?
I assume there was plot to it. I don't recall. It feels like it wasn't first person. Like, I wasn't in it watching the video. I was watching my reaction to having watched the video. So I don't know.
Oh, well. I was just mining for ideas. Maybe I could come up with something good from that.
So here's another portion of this that might relate. Seeing the male manhood of somebody you know.
Male manhood.
Of someone you know in waking life during your dream or someone popular suggests that someone you know is going to share their secrets to you and perhaps even more than you want to hear. So could it be that Darren is an oversharer?
Is that true?
Not at all.
You talk about sports a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. I was very confused. I still am.
Any other dream experts?
Yeah.
Are there any dream experts? Give us an email, ripalivecast@gmail.com, or if you're listening live, 213-WIDENUT. That's 213-943-3688.
Sid, you can rest assured I will not be showing you my penis in real life.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. I mean, if it's artistically done, I wouldn't. But if it's over and over and over, eventually I'm going to get a little set up probably.
I'd rather people focus on who I am as a person.
Your eyes are up here.
Yes. I think I have a very average penis and I've never, not like ashamed of it, but it's just not like photo worship worthy or anything. I don't really do dick pics and stuff like that. It's just whatever. It just, to get the job done.
Hello.
It's not like a wonderful penis or a terrible penis. It just is.
Let's just stay quiet and have the rest of the show is just Darren talking about his dick for another half hour.
No, I'm done.
Oh, I was going to let you keep going if you wanted to.
I don't really, like I said, it's kind of unremarkable. So I don't have anything else to say about it. But I don't want that to feel like it's something bad. It's just, it's whatever.
You've accepted it.
I'm never going to have a porno horse cock. But it's also...
That's a drop.
It's also not anything to be ashamed of either.
Also, yeah, I find that a lot of people don't necessarily like a porno horse cock. You know, it could be a little intimidating and a little overwhelming.
Yeah. Is that the name of Sean's new band?
Intimidating and overwhelming?
No, porno horse cock.
Oh. Maybe. Well, let's talk about these drops. Let's hear these drops. So they're from Dan from Montreal. And he wrote a little message. Dan from Montreal here. Long time. So I've been sitting on a 2-year pile of drops, but I could never find the time to edit. With Noah leading the show, Rob revealing the hickey, Mazel Tov, by the way, all the best, Rob. Oh, thank you. And with the landmark 666 episode coming up, oh, this was a few weeks ago, so it already happened. I decided to get my head out of my ass and tackle it. Hope you guys enjoy them, and thank you for the countless hours of laughs and smiles throughout the years. Well, thank you, Dan. So let's hear these, Durinsky.
Oh, okay. I'm playing them.
You're playing them. That is correct.
I thought you I have a question now. So, he sent us a file, in addition to all of them separately. He sent us a file of all of them strung together in a row. Would you rather hear that?
Sure. Yeah. Let's do that.
I think I'd rather hear them separately because when we listened before we started the broadcast, our laughter drowned out some of the drops because it just kept going and going.
Oh, okay.
And going.
All right. So, yeah.
Each one its proper respect. Right.
So we'll start with the Rob ones. Here we go. Oh, I can't. Rob, can you just play it? I'm having like a little technical difficulty here. Would you mind doing that?
I cannot play it. I cannot.
All right. Well, let me see. Sorry, guys.
Give us a moment here. And while that happens, while Durinsky figures it out, I want to mention that, you know, we do have a Patreon. If you'd like yourself just a little more live cast, we have 2 extra episodes a month that you can listen to on our Patreon, patreon.com/RIPLivecast. $5 a month gets you access to our entire archive of bonus episodes. We have about like at least 50 in the can. We have watch-alongs. We have roundtable discussions and everybody's favorite Livecast Meme Hall of Fame, where we revisit some classic characters from the Livecast past and go into deep discussion about them. And then we've revisited Douglas Levison, Shlomo. We've revisited the IO Digital Cable commercial,
Queen of Patty,
Queen of Vagina, your boy Bangs. Lots of really, really fun discussions. We have a whole episode, not even in the Hall of Fame, on Mike Francesa. Mike Francesa, which is my favorite episode, I feel, that we've done. and plenty of other stuff. So check out our Patreon for that. Patreon.com/RIPLivecast.
I think I have solved this problem, but I have a question.
Excellent.
Do you want Darren, Sid, Rob, or Noah drops first?
Let's start with the Noah.
Noah. Okay, stand by. Let's see if this works.
I was humping a bear that I had.
I'm just going to keep playing it unless someone has a comment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. And pooper. Baba Waba. Sitting on like a sweaty bench with my bare ass. I'm a fan of big, bushy eyebrows.
How about you, Rob? Big, bushy eyebrows?
Yeah, I like them.
And the butt juice.
How about
when
that,
I'm
Rob? Not
a
fan
play,
of that.
Oh, sorry.
When I'm thinking of butt play. Clean and jerk. I can't find Cocoa Puffs. Rob also gets boners while he does coke.
That's true.
It's hard, but yes.
Exactly.
It's hard to get
you
hard.
You love cow's milk.
Oh, sorry. I'll play that.
You love cow's milk.
I've given up a lot of it. I don't have much.
Yeah,
I'm an oat milk guy.
What?
Genital crabs. Smuggle weed in my ass crack. Daddy Carlos.
What?
Now, this one is named Darren Cum. I don't know what that means, but we're going to find out.
Right. For $165, you can have Darren Cum.
Oh, it must be our Patreon tier.
Yeah. Right. For $165, you can have Darren Cum.
Probably meant I come somewhere and do something.
Yeah.
Got to get that crack. You're such a dork. Came to us in our dreams, just like how you learned to jerk off. We're edging here.
I think I know what that means, the dream one. I think I told a story that I figured out how to jerk off because of my wet dreams. I guess I figured out that I could do it like and rub myself and make it happen wakingly.
So I'm not the only one having dreams about your penis?
Yeah, well, 35 years ago.
Time is a flat circle.
$40. What'd you say, Sid?
Time is a flat circle.
Elizabeth paid me $40.
Okay.
I'm a fecal woman. I remember when Rob was in an ecstasy fever dream. Can't tell, but I am on the floor right now, pantless. Let me just gush for a little bit. And there's also a haboob season. Like a hard dick. I mean, I just always knew about like sex and jerking off. I slept in that hole. I saw a picture of your hot bod. Yeah, I'm kind of into that. So that was very juicy.
Yeah.
That was very juicy.
Yeah. Yeah, listen to me.
I like having it on me for a little bit.
Oh.
You think he sings her that song when he fucks her? She could lick my neck anytime. Mm. We're learning about Rob's nut cadence right now. Oh my gosh. I made friends in the parking lot, to make the long story short. Shit particle somewhere that's left over. What else do you take off? I don't know if I would want you guys coming over and seeing my poop rags. But it was like a worm in your poop. Shit is a very dirty word, Sid. How long are your pubes? Do a puff puff pass, yes? Punch Rob right in the dick. They just shoot bullets up my puss.
Well, what's that mean?
It means that we're raw-dogging it.
Oh.
Ready to blow their load. No, it's real, Darren. Start sitting on it really, really slowly. Sneezed out of your butthole. Wouldn't pooping be hard underwater? Rob likes to swim with diapers. All we need is poop. It was black and thick. This guy came from his asshole. What? What do you mean it's tight? Yeah, I mean, it is tight. Oh, you don't remember his name, but you remember his tits. Hand towel?
Mm-hmm.
Either cum or poop. I'm getting a little turned on. Oh, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Whoa, Robert!
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yes, Daddy.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, Daddy. You like that, Sid?
I'd love it.
All right, that's all the Noah ones. So what do you want to go through next here? What's the next?
Let's do Darren.
Darren, next. Let's see here. Here we go. $7 hand job.
I would have to take a shit. This is a gangbang featuring all Asian men.
You could just cut up any Sexual Jeopardy quote.
Yeah.
Who has the bigger cack? He skips ass day.
Robbie, you're not rotating the babe of the day.
He's just the best farter. Just one big hole. Big brown hole. A slice of bread around your cock. Tossing salad just after breakfast.
And then it started feeling good. So I'm like, what's this? And then, like, I busted a nut.
Butt tumor flirt. Butthole flavored pizza. Camera up the pooper.
I just can't handle it anymore, man.
Cat hair in your pooper.
Oh, boy. Chin pussy.
Direction of clits and throats. I have no control over my bowels and whatsoever. Have you ever had like a cum blob?
Yeah, I'm the daddy.
Just show up, fuck the girl, and leave. But yeah, it's like his deep toilet thoughts, you know. Play some ding dong footage of drinking or eating semen.
I just want to do my drugs.
Oh, that was me telling a story about my friend Danny. Remember that one?
No, you're a fucking dumb fuck.
I think I jerked off when I was 10. Can we do a farewell show for your butt cheek?
I'm proud of my farts. I'm just trying to feel her up. The grandpa wanted to see him whacking it.
These fucking people are moving in here. They're all these Chinese restaurants. You know what I'm saying? There's no gabagool stores anymore. It's the place for the with the hotel government.
I'm having a lot of gas pains. And then I have fucking glue in my underwear.
I'd like to perform cunnilingus on you. Hoist by your own petard. If your penis looks like Khalid Yet, see a doctor immediately.
If I had wrinkles on my ass, I wouldn't put Khalid Yet on it.
Oh, boy. Look at all this shit I found in here.
Instant boner reduction.
But then again,
it might.
I'm searching through Italian fetish porn.
And, you know, like jerk off together. Jews are all going around sucking baby penis. I'm not going to touch that. It's a little more sugar in the kippy.
Just let it rip, you know, when you have to. It's okay.
Travel to Mexico and get some drugs.
Robin, MGK's music is so wonderful. It'll bring your titties back. Ooh.
Oh, he's all right. My cunt is all right.
God, I made a mistake, okay, Rob?
It's just my whole mouth just looks like a pussy.
You have a dream about that?
I will now.
No, wait a minute. Fuck them.
Aww.
Woo.
I want us to nest together.
You know what? Not good. I don't think I ever shit in the ocean.
Are you like a papa bear now?
Praise Allah.
Allah Pugachova is what I mean.
Penis worms. Two names you will not find in the Pentateuch.
We are going to play a summer Halloween as soon as I come back from the Peshkadil.
Check your piss privilege.
I love Trump. Trump is great for black people.
And it was raining shit. I was ripping some ass. Rob's preparing to go show us his sack, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, we're going to have sex now?
Oh.
Charred shriveled penis.
Lights on, lights off, doesn't matter.
It's pronounced fecal. It spit in her butt.
Whoa, what's that mullet?
Spit in her butt. You know how far your splooge limit is.
Strike and kidney pudding.
So some kid's trying to break into my sub's cock.
Thank you, Savaro, daddy.
And he put a tampon up his ass, and I got arrested. Get all excited about that tank museum. Tapped that ass and left. It went in through my ass.
I've been waiting 4 hours to rape this guy. Where the fuck is he?
You got a tip, Sid. Don't be a cheap fuck. He poops while you got three assholes.
And then you know there's actually a triple.
Unlock his penis.
Do you remember that? I was telling a story about my friend who he claims that the bases.
Oh, that's right.
Like the triple, the anal should be the triple. It's the hardest. Yeah. It's harder to hit than a homer.
Use my arsehole as a cunt. You know, we're watching a porn scene here. A Willy Club. Put it on your Willy. And then I was rubbing my penis instead of my leg.
Not too late, who's tired?
Rob's balls are also on the dark net.
Oh, that's it. That's it for me.
Nice.
Oh. You're getting into the Darren one? All right, we're Sid and Rob.
Let's do Sid.
Sid's next. Here we go.
Oh, she thought I was jerking off all those times. Son, your dad just likes to fuck apples.
Sid has the most random drops of anything.
Even if I eat beef regularly, it comes right out of me. Yep. I pooped boogers? fucking boomer. How many inches could he fit in his box?
That's about my friend, though.
He's a toy, but he's a boy. Somebody suck that baby's dick. Yeah, he definitely wants to jerk off with you. I don't like them apples. Don't masturbate so much. It's doo-doo, baby. On the back by the dumpster. It's a false flag fecal attack. Do you want to, like, go with me somewhere and we could, like, jerk off together? Like, damn, that guy's hot.
Whoa.
Had you done any butt fucking?
No.
Okay. Noah loves the kosher D.
This is true.
I'm not saying don't use lotion. Like, man, the meat here is so fresh. You know, one more load, Rob. I also peed in that pool. No poop adventures this time. Got to rub one out quick because it might be your last. Fuck off, Shannon. He was inconsistent. He was a streaky pooper. What would you be the goat of, sexually?
Let's hear that again.
What would you be the goat of, Rob? Sexually.
I think this is Sid saying Shashua Shashusets.
I do want to say, my response to Sid is in my drops. We'll get to it. Go ahead.
Shashua Shashusets?
Oh, that was Barbara Walters saying Shashua
James Hadfield, sure, no, 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 hey. Ejaculate on the snare drum. I like them young, tight queens.
This one is, again, Sid's Barbara Walter impression.
Now, I once had a threesome with Wee Mazooey.
All-time favorite.
What is that vintage stuff coming out of your nips?
What did you say, Sid?
What's the context of the Wee Mazooey reference?
I think we were talking about, we started doing a mashup of Barbara Walters and Mike Francesa, like if she was on. She was. We said that. I think we said Chris Russo talks like Barbara Walters. So then we imagined her doing the show with him instead of Mad Dog. Okay. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong. That's what my faulty brain is saying. Okay, back to this.
Got that vintage seltzer coming out of your nips. You want good virgins? Yeah. After that, you could die. I want to? There's never been a time I've been in a beach or a pool that I haven't pissed. Are you whacking it?
That's all it said. I'm down to Rob. Rob has the most, I think. Here we go.
Love wire! I'm alive!
Mom, if you mess with me, it's all over. Gonna mess you up like a la Pugachova.
You.
And semen from the anus. I'm not a ball smasher.
What does that mean? Do you remember?
Well, maybe if I do some heroin first. It sure makes me go to the bathroom.
I feel like that was a whole conversation. Listen to this.
I'm not a ball smasher. Well, maybe if I do some heroin first. It sure makes me go to the bathroom. Get the fuck out of the bathroom and I'll go.
Oh, Benjamin, do you want to make me horny, Benjamin?
bitch. Bah, you're a bitch. Oh, I'll fuck you up, son.
Oh.
And I like butts.
I touch his butt.
Take a look at your butthole. Okay. Calm down. Chassusets. I love the cocaine.
Your cock is mine now.
Pigeon carpet cunt. Is there are an insane amount of crabs. Oh, it just,
creepy.
Oh, she sent me a few, and then I cried. I'm creeping into daddy territory.
Wait, sorry.
Dog diarrhea smells. I choose to get high. Oh, pick these nuts. Sounds delicious. Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, so grandmas can't have butt play? Oh. Defending the rights of grandma.
There, look at my fat face. Get over it, Pasbani. I am a giving lover. No, I know. I have a good time. I deserve better than that, which is why I got off. Looks like it's ham. And yeah, maybe they're all giving each other handies. What I actually like is stuff that's hard.
Oh.
Oh, that's hard. So hard. Your boner is harder. Wow, your balls are huge. Don't get me started on the immigrants. No, I love all immigrants.
You got something to tell us, Rob?
People were absolutely pissing and taking shits inside.
Inside what?
Is that what you want? Is that what you want? You know, jacked off the day before or jacked off earlier in the day reveals where my jizz goes. Oh, on your face.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. I have, like, low blood sunflower seeds. Smoke a little mozzarella stick in a condom. Listen, Filibante, you do not talk to my man like that. I've seen him basically naked.
He
anyway.
Can't talk at all now. He's bedridden with COVID.
No poop. Tonight we need our money, okay? We need our billions.
Oh, it's kind of anti-Semitic, that one. Like a Jewish impression.
It looks like you're jerking off. Gotta get that nut out. Okay, calm down. Being a man and going out for some dick. I've had one of those. Poops out of penis. Extra fat around your nipples. I see plenty of poles, all right? Wait, all that poop and cum.
Poop on the screen. Oh, he is a pooper. I'm really good at I'm the rim goat. There we go. That's my answer. That's it.
You're going to see some dick. Damn, I want barbecue. Listening to my sexy voice.
Yes. Do you know what I can buy at marijuana?
I don't know. I wanted to smoke pot. You don't want to be splashing the gooch.
I want to suck on those Sousids.
If you're my sugar daddy, give me a call. Sweaty nuts stuck to my thigh. Let me feel it in the back of my throat. Butt chin or like a testicle chin? I'll take some testosterone. And like there were tube titties.
Oh, tube titties.
The ultimate Jew. You know what, Dan? It sounds like you haven't had good watermelon.
I think you meant to say watermelon there.
Women, they hook up with like a young, you know. Sam Jesus.
That's it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Dan. Those are great. Those are really, really good. It's like 15 minutes of drops. Jeez.
It's great.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, let's get to the music break. Every week, we each pick a song. And we add it to a Spotify playlist we call the RIP Livecast Music Break. Just give a search, do Livecast Music Break, you can find it. And, you know, you can also find our podcast on Spotify. We're there. This week I picked a small band out of Sweden. You may have heard of them, called ABBA. And I've been getting into ABBA recently because I was talking to one of the people from the band Nightclub, which I'm a big fan of, a dance, electropop dance group. And he was mentioning how he feels that ABBA's underrated and they have a lot of great songs. And I've been listening and I got to say, he's right. He is correct. In fact, this song, Gimme, 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 A Man After Midnight, the main kind of keyboard part was sampled by Madonna her song, I forgot the name of the Every Little Thing That You Say. Hung Up, that's the song. So it completely rips off this thing where it's like, wow. But the song is much better. So that's my ABBA take.
Okay.
And then Sid, what did you pick?
The band Drowning Man, Vermont mathcore, post-hardcore band, put out their first new music in like, 15 years or something?
Mm-hmm.
Put out a 2-song EP, and it sounds great. So I picked the track entitled Navigating Grief and Loss in a Pre-Apocalyptic Landscape. It's a banger. I always viewed them sort of as like the poor man's Converge, or the Converge less people had heard of, so I felt cool when I'd name drop them. They're really good.
I picked the Fleetwood Mac song Rhiannon because I had an email chain due to my umpiring someone who is named Rhiannon. And a lot of it was like a spate of people named Rhiannon when that song came out that mm-hmm. are now probably 40. I don't know when that exactly came out, but
give or take.
It just reminded me of a funny story, a very short story that within the space of a week, I met 2 different people when I was like maybe in my 20s that were both named Rhiannon, that were both named after the song.
Oh, wow.
By their parents who are Fleetwood Mac fans. And I hadn't met another one since until just recently. One of these people that worked for these leagues. So I thought that was kind of funny. And also it's a great song and great band. So Fleetwood Mac, everybody. And also Sid mentioned in the pre-show when we were trying to get organized that he's the only one that put anything remotely metal today.
Yeah.
Very odd.
Damn right.
It's a first. I don't know what's wrong with me. I should go back and change my song to Ace of Base.
The poor man's ABBA.
Yeah. Before we wrap up, I just want to say RIP this week stands for Really Irritating Pontificator.
We know who you're talking about. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I, of course, want to mention the top livecast fans of the week. And who was the top livecast fan of the week? The top livecast fans of the week are indeed the fans that give us a little extra money on Patreon. It's the $10 tier. You get all the perks of the $5 tier, the bonus episodes, the lovely TV column every week. And you get a little shout-out at the end of the show, which is right now. How should the shout-outs be done?
As Bill Maher scolding us, or you're scolding the people you're shouting out.
New rule, Eric. You're a little too woke for me, and Benjamin, cancel culture is coming for you. And El Deuterino, tell you, Kelly, I'm coming. I'm done. I'm out of it. And Dan R., we all know what the R stands for, Republican. Sam, I am not laughing because I'm too stuck up. I'm a woke college student. I can't enjoy comedy. Mindy Mayer's Kippa, watch out. Pretty soon you can't say Kippa anymore. And Jander. Massachusetts, back in my day, we called it Massachusetts. Cattle decaf, whatever happened to 2 extra shots of espresso? This woke culture's gone mad. Rob a Vampiro. Vampiro, you know, back in my day, vampires could just come. They could suck the blood out of women. Now, because of equality, equal rights, and woke culture, vampires can't even live anymore. They can't even suck blood. Like, what's going on in society? Hugo likes tacos. I, as a white man, can't even say tacos anymore. Woke culture's gone mad. Lando Danks. Yeah, I smoke the dank reefer because I'm cool. I'm Bill Maher. I smoke weed, and I hang out with prostitutes.
LaCroix?
I don't know about that. Corey and Scotty H., probably the only 2 people that still find my jokes funny because they haven't heard them for 30 years. Doug Pigman, you are all men are pigs, according to the woke left. Douglas, who are you, Levison? I agree. And finally, hey, guys, it's Josh. Those are our top 5 guest fans of the week. Thanks for listening. We love you. We kiss you. And we'll be back next week. And I think we might have a special guest sitting in for the top of the show. You'll have to listen in next week to find out. We love you.
I don't even know.
Yeah. Cool. Bye. Bye-bye. See you. Bye. See ya.
Okay.
Who
it's the Negra Goblicon.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Oh, okay.
I forget, hey, Darren, did you respond to Rob when he said that he wanted to do the bonus episode next Saturday instead of today? Are you
good with
that?
I didn't even see